We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Lamed Ches. We're up to Sif Beis. Before we continue with Sif Beis, I'd just like to summarize what we saw yesterday. The Gemara in Eirvin on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph says that it is prohibited to make noise on Shabbos, and there's a Machlokas Amoraim that Ula holds that even if it is not in a musical fashion, it is prohibited, like knocking on a door, whereas Rava says only if it is a musical fashion. So most Rishonim Paskin like Rava, that it is only prohibited in a musical fashion, and that is what we saw in Shulchan Aruch. But Rabbeinu Hanan Paskins like Ula, and the Vilna Gaon, the Grub, Paskins like him as well, that it is prohibited even when it is not in a musical fashion. So that's why we said the halach in Shulchan Aruch is that you're allowed to make noise on Shabbos as long as it is not in a musical fashion or a certain beat. And that's why we said you would be allowed to knock on the door to let people know that you're there. As long as, however, you need to be sure that you're not doing it in a certain beat when you're knocking on the door, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. When knocking on the door, you need to be sure not to do that because that would be prohibited. It's true that the Vilna Gaon disagrees, which we saw brought in the Ber Halacha, that you wouldn't even be allowed to do that, to knock on the door. You would need to do it with the Shinui. However, the Minhag Olam is to be mekel to knock on the door, even not through a Shinui. But even according to the Shulchan Aruch, well, the Rama says it, even though we're allowed to knock on the door, you can't use a utensil which is used specifically to make noise, even if it is not done as a musical fashion, and therefore you can't use that knocker on the door, which is specifically made for the noise to let people know that you're there. That would be prohibited, either because of Avda D'chol or because you might forget and come to use it for musical fashion. But because of that, B'makom Adchak, when there is a tremendous need for it, like you can't get into the house, and you're in pain or something like that, you're very uncomfortable standing outside, so then you would be allowed to even use that kli if they won't be able to hear you with your hand. Rav Vosner has an interesting suggestion where he says, we didn't see this yesterday, where he says that nowadays maybe we could be makel to use this knocker because since during the week you would use the doorbell, and this knocker that is on there is really meant specifically for Shabbos. So we already saw yesterday that something that's meant specifically for Shabbos, you won't get confused and you won't come to make music with it. So maybe even if it is made specifically to make noise, if it is also specifically made for Shabbos, it will be allowed to use on Shabbos to knock on the door. And says Rav Vosner, you should, L'Ravcha D'Milsa, write on it, L'Kavod Shabbos. We also saw the machlokas between the Taz and the Shach about the Sifrei Torah, the bells on the Sifrei Torah. We saw a variety of reasons to be mekel. And while the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chachila, it shouldn't be done, but if the minhag is to do it in those places, you shouldn't be mocha in those that are doing it. And now we continue with Sif Beis. Yesh matirin lomer la'in yehudi l'nagim b'klei shir b'chupos. There are some who are mekel to ask a non-Jew to play musical instruments at a chuppah on Shabbos. The Rama says, "Va'afilu lomar la'ini Yehudi l'sakin aklei shir shari mishum kavu chasam l'kala." You can even ask them to fix a musical instrument. Them playing music was only an iser d'rabbanan, and we would call it a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. One iser d'rabbanan of emir l'nachri. One iser d'rabbanan of playing music, and it is a makom mitzvah of simchas chasam l'kala. But asking them to fix a musical instrument, that is an iser d'oraisa. The Rama says there are some who even allow that. The Vilna Gaon says that this is going according to the opinion that we saw in Reish Ayin Vav, which said that you can ask a non-Jew to do a melacha d'oraisa for you in a case of a tzorach mitzvah, which I believe was the Bala Itter. But since we don't paskin that way, therefore we wouldn't paskin like this Yesh Omer min the Rama either. Even this heter is specifically limited to Simchas Chazam Akala because it is a major simcha as opposed to other simchas. But the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chassam Sofer, who says that it is aser even b'chol, even during the week, to play musical instruments in the shul, and especially on Shabbat. Continues the Rama, Omiyu b'zman hazeh nagu l'hakam mitam sheyisbar b'simush achar zeh li'in tipuach v'rikud. The minhag is to be mekel, as we will see, that there is room to be mekel when it comes to dancing and clapping, so the minhag is to be mekel also to ask the non-Jews to play the music. The Mishnah Berurah brings from a Levush who says that this is also limited only to Simchas Chasan V'Kala. But the Aruch HaShulchan comes along and says that nobody's mekel like this anymore to ask the non-Jews to play, even at the Simchas Chasan V'Kala. You shouldn't ask a non-Jew to do so, most likely because of the dangers that it could lead to. But such is the minhag, and such we should follow.